Is Monica Lewinsky justified in saying, as we heard a moment ago, that the media ridiculed her as a slut and a bimbo and a ditz when she was all of 23 years old?
They did ridicule her that in that way. But look, I mean, the bottom line is, if you're caught in a sex scandal with the President of the United States, especially when it becomes entangled with a high stakes legal matter that eventually leads to his impeachment, there's going to be a lot of media attention to that. And she was called a lot of names. Part of what was going on is, ordinarily, the people that would kind of rally to the defense of such a woman, the feminist left, weren't interested in defending her at all because they were more interested in protecting the President of the United States.
And yet, her reputation today, here she's 40 years old, remains that of something of a bimbo, and she's trying to kind of create a second chapter. And Bill Clinton is treated like a global statesman.
Right, and you know, and I had an exclusive interview with Donna Rice for the Daily Beast, where I talked to her about this issue, and one of the points that she made was that, in her case, she was fortunate enough that Gary Hart just went away. Bill Clinton, so far, has not just gone away. And so that's created part of the challenge for Monica Lewinsky. But I also couldn't help wondering, Howard, in terms of how different things are today, how, in terms of social media, today we have sexism media watchdogs, where literally that's all they do online, is on Twitter, is call out people for this. And I can't help but thinking that perhaps Monica would have fared better had those, you know, had they been around back then.
No, I think it would have been much worse. I think that the amount of hate and anger that's on social media right now would have made it almost impossible for her to survive, because she couldn't respond. I mean, she had a legal case. Anyway,
right, she was being prosecuted by Ken Starr. But this is all 1998. I remember it vividly, but to a lot of people, it's ancient history. Is it still news, or is this just tabloid trash now for the media?
Get off my lawn. I'm tired of Monica. What? Get out of the spotlight. You know, look, I thought it was great for her to give an interview to Vanity Fair. I enjoyed reading it and seeing what she's done, and I sympathize with her as a woman for how she was treated and portrayed.
But you don't want to hear from her anymore.
But I don't. It's enough. You know, go on, try to make your life, and as Rich so nicely said earlier, stop whining.
But the problem with that approach is that, especially with Hillary Clinton gearing up to run, and, you know, Rand Paul, among others, have brought up the sex scandal, and Bill Clinton would be back in the White House, other people are going to talk about
That's
it.
Right.
So why should Monica not get to be part of that conversation?
Which is precisely Donna Rice's point. I mean, look, I do think that perhaps we're getting better as a culture in some ways on this. I mean, you look at Elliot Spitzer and you look at Anthony Weiner, and the women actually seem to fare a little bit better, actually, than the men in some ways with their reputation. I mean, they've gone...
Completely.
Well, no, I mean, because people don't even remember their names in the way that Lewinsky became an actual, you know, adjective.
Elliot Spitzer, I mean, we could just...
Elliot Spitzer got a TV show. Mark Sanford got elected to Congress. In other words, often seem to recover from these things.
But Mark Sanford actually stayed with the woman he's with, who's now going to go on and be his
Argentine soulmate.
Is going to be his wife. And Elliot Spitzer, I don't want to even say her name on air, but she's gone on to have a happy life. No, I'm not being funny. She has a happy life. She's raising a family. I'm just saying that there, I think, people called out the double standard in a way that never happened for Lewinsky, and I think that's part of the problem.
Is this a subject that National Review will cover? I mean, is this inevitably going to be part, because everything in a presidential campaign, obviously your whole life is opened up, and it's not that Hillary Clinton is at fault for what happened, although some people remember the vast right-wing conspiracy. So is this something that will grace your pages?
Everything about Hillary Clinton's record and her role in the scandal will be dredged up from beginning to end. We've already seen it happen. And it's a little hard to tell the counterfactual of what would happen if a male intern had been caught in an affair with the president, because, you know, we'll have to wait from, I don't know, the second Clinton administration or the Warren administration or some far distant administration for that.
So you're going to stand by your, I don't want to hear from anymore, she should just go get a job somewhere?
I think she's made her point. She has come back and she has said, this is what happened to me, this is how I feel about it, I don't like it. And she's trying to rehabilitate herself, and I think that she needs to go on and do that.
But I think where we disagree is that as long as they're in the public eye, someone else is going to control her narrative. I think she has the right to control her narrative, and that's what she's trying to do now.
Well, I predict the media are not going to completely wean themselves from this subject.